Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, tampons in Ace's nose, crammers, and toupees. It's coming up right after this.
Outside the snow is falling, I hear the sleigh bells ring. The kids are all excited, wondering what did Santa bring. We're singing Christmas carols, gathered round the tree. Suddenly my wife throws a frying pan at me.
Ow!
You better watch out, I'm telling you why. She's screaming her head off and starting to cry. She's cramping and bloated, stay out of her way. Last night she was an angel, but she'll be a bitch today.
She got PMS for Christmas. Now there'll be no Christmas cheer. She got PMS for Christmas.
Santa left some might on, and then he got the hell out of here. Who knew that Christmas would be such a drag? There's no silent night when your wife's on the rag. Soon she'll be flowing, there'll be hell to pay. The kids are all hiding, and the dog just ran away.
She got PMS for Christmas. Now there'll be no Christmas cheer. She got PMS for Christmas.
Why did that time of the month have to come at this time of the year?
Won't be the same. The Yuletide's gone to hell. His darling wife's got PMS.
So I am SOL.
Christmas Eve was lovely, but now he's petrified. He went to bed with Dr. Jekyll,
but woke up with Mrs. Hyde. Now it's 3 a.m, I'm off in my car to buy her some Kotex and a big Hershey bar. If I make it through Christmas, I'll ask Santa Claus to kill me before my wife hits menopause.
For Christmas, now there'll be no Christmas cheer. She got PMS for Christmas.
Santa left some might all, and then he got the hell out of here. Merry Christmas, darling.
Oh, that's gotta hurt.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Willie Griswold.
Hey.
And there's my buddy, Tom Griswold.
Thank you, Chief. You're not going to mention Ace's big nose thing?
No, because no one knows unless you tell them.
He's kind of like Beetlejuice. If you don't mention
radio, him, remember?
He doesn't really arrive, you know, but now you're... Ask it. Go ahead.
It's all right. Dry air in here. He's got the nosebleed.
That's right.
Dry air.
And I learned something last year on this show that I was not aware of, which is that a good thing to do when you have a nosebleed, and with respect to stopping the flow, is to use a tampon.
If your nose hole's big enough, I guess.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's necessary at all, but...
We all realize, Christy, that your tongue and your nose are teeny tiny.
I couldn't get a tampon up my nose for nothing.
Boy, we can use that. We can edit that thing.
Don't they make Alpha Slims or something?
Oh, you're right. They do. I forgot.
Yeah, but not the size of a pixie stick.
Because every time you talk about that, I think about it. I'm like, I could not.
And, Pat, you realize you're not normal size, right? You know that.
You're fun size, Christy.
I guess.
Now, Pat, didn't you have a tribute to the bloody nose of Ace Cosby? And
I do.
Ace got his voice. Impressive indeed. He got the bass, mixes the radio feed. He spent his life on the radio. Nobody hit him, but he got a bloody nose. Maybe he picks it at night too often, or he blows too hard, or took a nasty fall. Only Cosby bleeds. Only Cosby bleeds. He borrowed a tampon from Christy Lee's daughter.
Don't really borrow those.
Yeah, I'm going to need that back.
What's the protocol on that with the ladies?
What do you mean?
You're out.
You just ask, do you have a tampon?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it happens all the time.
There's
yeah.
no code?
No.
Well, what if you use pads and she uses pawns?
Well, then you've got a problem. You're going to have to use a pad if you're in that situation. Yeah.
Pawns good for you. Shot glass things. What are those called?
What do you like? What do you like there?
Menstrual cup.
I've always had an affection for the word crammer. You like that?
Crammer?
Yeah, you got any crammers?
Sure. You know. I doubt if that's ever been used by a woman, no matter how butch.
Oh, okay, so pod.
No, did they make that movie about it, Crammer versus Crammer? I remember that, chick.
Pods and ponds, okay.
And if you forgot anything at home, well, we here at the front desk have razors and toothpaste.
That's right.
And crammers.
No.
And everyone needs a tampon at some point in their life, and they're in a situation.
I don't.
Happened to me? Well, I fear a woman, Pat, for God's sake.
Ace has one in his pocket for his nose now, the weirdo.
Yeah, one of my best moments in life was my hero growing up. My athletic hero was Nadia Comaneci. We were in a bathroom together.
She had periods?
Yes, she did. She goes, do you have a tampon by chance?
Really?
I was so excited that she
had a lower number. I mean,
are you serious?
Exactly, yeah.
There's no doubt she had a lower.
A low flow maybe every 4 months or something.
No, she had a kid, you
those gymnasts never.
That is very
this is the equivalent of your someone wants to bum a cigarette from you and Eric Clapton.
Yeah, exactly.
In 1980.
That's exactly right.
It's Eric Clapton.
She was... This was post-career. I mean, she wasn't still a gymnast. She was just, you know, but still.
Can I have a tampon?
Yeah. It's like, yeah, wow. No.
Well, she was from the Eastern Bloc. Am I right on that?
Hey, she and I are Twitter friends.
Christy,
stop
you
it.
Need
stop
crammer? I have extra crammer for you.
Crammer. I love America.
Now, what if you both, there's only one and you both need it. Can you split it in half like gum?
No.
Oh. Yeah, can you do that? Can
no, you Mary, no, you cut it. You don't cut it lengthwise.
Wait
like
a minute.
Like a French fry.
Wait a minute. No.
You stubby it.
There.
You know, you hear these. And you gotta lasso the.
Yeah, they do open up inside.
You hear these stories about these frugal people who use, they peel the toilet paper apart and use each ply.
Oh, no.
Do you think there's somebody who cuts their tampons in half and uses half of the time? I bet they do.
Or maybe they rewash them or something?
Oh, well, you can get the cup if you're going to do that. You
sure.
don't need tampons.
I don't
you
know how to do the cup.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
Got to be walking around like John Wayne the whole time, just trying not to spill it.
What would you say if you were walking around with it?
Hey, Bart. I can't. Tipper would get that. Yeah.
Let me tell you, partner. My uterine wall is sloughed off, and
I do like the name Diva Cup, though. It sounds like they're doing an all-star season of RuPaul's Drag Race. You know?
Yeah, you're right.
Diva Cup, they're all back.
I agree.
All the girls.
So I blame you for this topic,
I'm
Ace.
Feeling an inner.
Man, I love that RuPaul show. It's very entertaining.
The ladies on there have some fun, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, they do.
They have some fun.
Never seen it.
When you say ladies.
I'm not surprised that you haven't seen it, to be quite honest.
And ladies, listen, out there... We need you. The next time that you are asking your man to go to the store to pick you up some tampons, please say, hey, will you grab me a bag of crammers? And we want to hear what his response was.
I was really hoping we'd get that topic.
A bag!
Jim Rome.
home takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Got a letter here.
He hates it.
Would appear that next week, is it coming on Sunday that the Raiders of Las Vegas will be taking on the Washington football team?
Yes.
And you guys famously have had some bets, as you'll notice if you're watching on the TV. Chick McGee has single-dollar bills.
I'll give you these $2 back. Raiders win, you get them. Now, what do I get?
Are there points involved?
I haven't looked yet. Probably Raiders are favored by, I'm going to say, 5, maybe. And if I've guessed this, I have a problem.
And Ace, you're not going, are you? Are you going to Vegas?
I was.
Oh.
He looked at Tom like he's accusing you of not getting him a ticket or something.
No, did you hear that? The hubris.
The
entitlement.
He can't spell gratitude.
I already have given Ace two tickets to a game with the Las Vegas Raiders, but not this one.
Washington's getting 3. Washington's
getting
3. Yeah.
So then what? Now if the Washington Football Club wins, Ace, what will you give Chick? You'll get your $2 back if your team wins.
Now, keep in mind, I buy great presents.
You do.
And Christmas is coming. Go ahead. No. Go ahead. No, Ace, run your trap. Go ahead.
Is the point spread going to be involved in this wager?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We're men.
Okay.
We're men in America.
You have your favorite team. I have my favorite team.
That's exactly right.
Straight up.
What?
Oh,
no.
Straight up.
No, I get 3 points. We're weak.
As the commissioner.
We're weak men in America.
As the commissioner, I grant you the points. I think that's only fair.
Thank you, sir.
Now, Ace, you've got to come up with something.
Hang on. The line might change during the week. So,
but when Ace decides what he's going to put into the wager, then we'll go from there.
All right.
In the meantime, we will touch base.
It's a very real possibility. We'll never hear what he's betting. You know that.
I'll remember.
No. You won't be able to get him. You won't get him pinned down.
I will get him pinned down.
I am pinnable.
He is wily.
I'd like to pin him down in the desert with some ants. And
hey!
A little honey bath.
Here's what I'm going to say. I think Ace likes having a tampon in his nose.
Yeah, maybe he does.
Bleeding or not.
Actually, I've got to buy some more today.
Listen to that. He never buys anything.
Ace, I believe there are free ones in the back.
Yeah, there are.
Oh, no, I took some of my friends this morning. So.
Oh.
You got to replace them.
Yeah.
What? You can go get free ones in the back. I think that's one of the few perks of this company.
Well, she's brand loyal. So.
Oh, she's brand loyal.
Oh, you can't replace hers with that. I see the stuff
here.
But from now on, you can just use the ones here. Those here.
So the one in your nose is from your girlfriend?
Yes.
Where do you think he got it?
Well, I figured he went onto the back. And
that's what I thought, too. Why wouldn't he?
Ace is known for being very frugal. I figured he'd bleed all over his shirt rather than have to buy a tampon.
He's got to buy a new shirt.
Well, his girlfriend bought the tampon. He didn't.
Is there anything else we could talk about?
Yeah. Okay, sorry.
What are we doing?
Okay, sorry.
Companies should not be providing tampons for their female workers.
Stop, dude.
No, I've got things to say here.
And now, Josh Arnold angers America.
I mean, they're not paying for my...
What? Condoms?
Yes,
what?
That's right. Okay. Well, no, and they shouldn't. Condoms are 100% the female responsibility. Birth control is totally on the woman.
Oh, is it really? Okay.
What are they not paying for that is a strictly a male?
That's exactly what we need to figure out, don't we? If we're buying your...
Grammars.
Yes. What should they be buying of ours?
Cigarettes and lottery tickets. That'd be cool, right?
I think Willie's on to something. Yeah.
Get the company in
Can
on that.
Can you imagine?
That's right.
You know that there are those guys that make that argument.
I need them to work.
They're spending money on their tampons.
I want my cigarettes for free.
I like the lottery ticket idea.
Yeah.
Sorry, these are only for men. unless you're post.
Oh, you guys are really skating on thin ice.
Oh, we're being satirical, of course.
Of course.
Oh, that's you are. Oh, sorry. There he is. I'm sorry. I'm distracted.
I'm with you, Tom. I couldn't wait to get to the meeting.
I'm trying to find a picture of this lady beating the guy with her prosthetic leg.
Oh, I could send that to you.
Boy, oh boy.
Oh my God.
Do you have it?
Yeah. Did you say one time, Tom, that you went to Disney World and you, I forgot what you lost.
But
you lost
absolutely.
Yeah.
I went to the Lost and Found at Disney World in Orlando, and I don't know if it's still in the same place, but you know that gigantic parking lot, then you have to walk to the place and take the boat across or the train around.
Oh, sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
When this happened.
Transportation Center is what that's called.
Whatever it's called. That's where the Lost and Found, it's not right there in the park. I went to the Lost and Found, I was looking for a pair of glasses that had been lost by someone in our party. And
it's a party.
I said they were lost. When were they lost? I said this morning, and the guy came back with a bag of, I don't know, 50 pairs of glasses.
I bet.
Right away. And then I just got
talking. Was he dressed like Goofy?
No.
Tell me he was dressed like Goofy.
Any of these George?
You know, I don't know why they put me in George Lost in
glasses. This is so unfortunate.
What's the most unusual stuff you get? You get here, and he goes, we get a lot of toupees and dentures and every once in a while, we will get a prosthetic limb.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
And you'd think you'd notice that, but I remember I told the story on the air, and someone said, yeah, I know what happens is people, they get into a wheelchair, and they forget, and they're not up and down. And,
oh, gotcha. So they're not, like, flying off a roller coaster.
Oh, God knows where they get them, but, yeah. And I guess they get a lot of stuff at the bottom of Space Mountain. A lot of toupees, though.
Isn't that funny?
But there were plenty of glasses and hats. And
why haven't you gone the toupee route?
We done that on the air?
Because you are surrounded by, let's face it, can we speak plainly?
Go ahead.
You're surrounded by sycophants and yes men. We all know it.
Sure.
And, you know, you pay most of the people you surround yourself with.
Sure.
And,
that's the way I have friends.
So if you were to show up one day with a big, beautiful toupee.
Oh. All right, we could have a week of you trying a different one each day.
I thought we've talked about this before.
I think we have.
I don't know why we've never done it.
Why haven't we done it?
What you should have done is, after the heart surgery, you should have come back and said, there was this crazy complication, and now I have a pompadour.
That's right. Medication. Gorgeous head of hair.
Yes.
That would have worked.
You know, I'm taking something right now, and we can't figure it out, where it's making my hair thicker.
Huh.
My stylist.
Yes.
Told me a couple weeks ago, okay, what's going on? Your hair.
Minoxidil?
Your hair is thicker. I don't know. I'm like on 9 blood pressures or whatever. So.
Okay.
All right. Interesting.
I think a spider bit me. But other than that, I can't think of how cool it would be.
I'm okay with it.
Do you shoot webs out of your hands yet?
I'm not yet. That would be cool.
Now, have you experienced that thing where someone you know? I can remember I was at a county fair.
I said nothing.
To this day, I can remember that he walked up to me, and I realized immediately he looked like Jeff Beck.
Oh, man. Yeah.
This hair helmet.
Yeah. You have every right to say something.
And, you know, but no, I didn't. I never did. And
yeah.
Over the course of time. Then there's another friend of mine that wears just like a basketball size wig. It's really.
Boy.
And I mean, and you never say anything. Everyone kind of knows.
Well, my grandma knocked a person's wig off once on bumper cars.
What?
Right? Yeah, she rammed this guy.
Oh, God, so
with bumper cars, and his
grandma
wig fell off. And
grandma
screamed at the top of their lungs because she thought she decapitated the man.
Here's what I get out of that story. Grandma liked the bumper cars.
Oh, loved them. Loved them. Huh. I love
the smell of the bumper cars.
Loved to dodge them.
The Dodge 'em
car.
Remember that smell? That electric metal burning smell.
It is a good smell. From the top.
Yeah. It smells like an execution. I love that.
Oh, a buddy of mine showed up. I'd known him for 2 or 3 years.
You think they make a candle? Execution.
Oh, they should.
Smells like bumper cars and ham.
the gas chamber. It's more like bumper cars and roast beef.
Yikes.
We have two candles. We have execution and execution where they forgot the wet spine.
We call that the Green Mile.
Yeah.
Well, this one goes out if the phone rings just before midnight.
A buddy of mine showed up with a full, beautiful head of hair. He was totally bald.
And you didn't say anything about it?
I didn't say anything about it.
Now,
another friend did, who was a jerk, but that's beside the point.
Well, can't you just go, hey, I see you're doing something new?
And but the guy said, and then I did some, evidently this is pretty common. The guy said, I'm getting married, and my wife didn't want me bald in our wedding pictures.
Really?
Oh, man, isn't that a sad
thing?
Wow. So is she going to leave in the falsies?
Well,
love the word falsies.
It is
never heard of.
Hilarious.
Isn't it another way?
Don't really have falsies.
And another way of saying I don't want you. I'm not. I don't want to be married to you in my pictures. Isn't that?
That's kind of what weird. She's saying. Yeah, that's horrible. Yeah.
That's tough.
Look, we're going to move forward here. Coming up, we have the Pat Godvin.
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 Pat.
Godwin.
Have you heard? Pat Godwin's here.
Boy, do I have a song for you.
One and a two and a three.
Can we do this anymore? I don't think we can.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.